This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pakistani police beat and arrested protesting lawyers for a second day today. The lawyers are rallying in the streets, calling for an end to the emergency rule President Pervez Musharraf declared over the weekend. Saturday, Musharraf declared emergency powers for himself, fired judges from the Supreme Court, and suspended the Constitution. Since then, thousands of human rights workers and journalists have been put in jail. Musharraf justifies his actions as necessary to prevent acts of terrorism. Critics say he used his role as chief of the army to tighten his grip on power and to preempt a decision by the Supreme Court that could have ruled his re-election as president to be invalid. The situation in Pakistan has raised the ire of international allies like the United States. Here's what President Bush had to say yesterday.
We made it clear to the president that we would hope he wouldn't have declared the emergency powers he declared. Now that he's made that decision, our hope now is that he hurry back to elections.
Pakistan's former prime minister and opposition leader Benazir Bhutto is flying back to Islamabad after a short trip to Dubai. She says she will not meet or negotiate with Musharraf. A bomb blast targeting a group of lawmakers in Afghanistan has killed 20 people and wounded 20 more today. Initial reports say a suicide bomber was attacking a delegation of visiting parliamentary leaders in the northern town of Baklan. According to the provincial governor, five parliamentarians were killed in the bombing. The lawmakers were about to tour a sugar factory in Baklan when the blast went off. Among the dead was Saeed Mustafa Kazemi, a former Afghan commerce minister and a powerful member of the Northern Alliance, one of Afghanistan's most powerful political blocs. British security officials yesterday made a rare public speech in which they talked about an increased threat of terrorism in the UK. The Director General of MI5, Britain's security service, said there are at least 4,000 people involved in terrorism-related activities in Britain, and that Al-Qaeda is waging a deliberate campaign against the UK that constitutes the, quote, most immediate and acute peacetime threat to the country in 100 years, end quote. Evans said the rise in identified terrorism suspects in Britain is partly due to increased effort by security services to track down those plotting attacks. Britain has refocused on potential domestic attacks since suicide bombers exploded bombs on London's transit system in 2005, killing 52 people. And the Bush administration yesterday threatened to vote a multi-billion dollar farm bill, saying the Senate bill doesn't cut farm subsidies enough and it would threaten World Trade Organization negotiations. The veto threat came as the Senate started debate on the $288 billion bill. Opponents have vowed to reduce the billions of dollars in subsidies paid to U.S. farmers who grow corn, wheat, and other major crops. And it's Tuesday. That means Monday Night Football happened last night. And some sports scores for you in that action. Ben Roethlisberger, that's right, I said it correctly, led the Steelers to a 38-7 win over the Ravens. The Pittsburgh quarterback threw for 164 yards and five touchdowns. Pittsburgh linebacker James Harrison had 2.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, an interception, and a fumble recovery by intermission. Lots of drama. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Luke Nelson, your turn.
You know, Rachel, I always give you grief when you mess up a sports name. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Ben Roethlisberger, excellent work.
Nicely done.
Thanks.